We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
A loving God, a compassionate God who died on the cross so that you can have eternal life, and you have opportunity this morning to put your trust and faith in Jesus, and you can be saved today. There's opportunity for you to call upon the name of the Lord. But because we have mercy and we've received mercy, the Bible says that we are obligated to have compassion on them that do not know the Lord. Consider a radio ministry, or really as we consider any ministry, we want to look at this morning the motivation behind it. Why do we have a radio program? Why do we invest in that? Why do we have a bus ministry? Why do we have a teen ministry? Why do we do what we do? And the answer, I believe, is found in this wonderful book, in the book of Jude. We'll begin our reading in verse number 1 together, one chapter. If you find chapter 2, then you got the wrong Bible. Verse number 1, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence, verse 3, to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness, unto the judgment of that great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the families about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of the winds, trees whose fruits withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked out by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, and execute judgment upon all, to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons of admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles and of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there would be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Let's pray together. Lord, help us as we look at this scripture together this morning. Help us, Lord, to understand the importance of a text like this. Help us, Lord, I pray, to be aware of our world, the condition of our world. Those who do not know you, who, Lord, would try to deceive us, help us, Lord, to stand upon biblical truth in these days. And Lord, I pray that you would work in our lives and guide us into all truth. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be attentive to your word this morning. I know our flesh is weak, but Lord, our spirit is willing. And so help us, Lord, to learn and to grow. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when we look at this passage of scripture, there's these words that kind of just pop out at us from verse 22. The Bible says, and some have compassion, making a difference. And if some have compassion, making a difference. Now, I understand that we traveled very quickly through this passage of scripture, but really the need is apparent. If we are keen Bible students, we would understand that we need to be alert from apostasy. And the Bible tells us in this passage of scripture that not everyone that would raise the banner of Christ and would claim to be of God are actually of God. And there's a warning here to be careful from these types of false teachers. Now, there's no doubt about it, this is a very difficult letter. This is a letter, I believe, that's convicting and challenging, but at the same time, it's pointed and it's blunt. In fact, in this scripture, Jude says, listen, I wanted to write to you of the common salvation. I wanted to talk to you about good, nice things. I wanted to talk to you about the blessing of being a Christian, but I had to change gears, and he says, I had to talk about, I was compelled to contend. In fact, he says, earnestly contend for the faith. And so what he's talking about here is something that is so important. And we need to understand that if you're not for Christ, you're against Christ. We need to understand this morning that if we're not for truth, then we're for error. And that's the premise of this passage of scripture. I mean, what we're reading about in this scripture and in these 25 verses, we're talking about a very serious thing. A very serious thing. I mean, heaven and hell weigh in the balance. This is about life and death here. And oftentimes we kind of just boil church down to something like this. Oh, well, you go to the so-and-so church, I think that's a great thing, and I hope the preacher's nice, I hope the pastor's nice, I hope the people are nice. But listen, friend, I want you to understand that if they are not preaching the truth, then they are a false prophet and they are not a nice guy. And I understand that that is a difficult thing for us in our society, where we try so hard to be politically correct, but yet the Apostle Paul said to the church at Galatia, in the book of Galatians, he said, listen, if a man or an angel or any other creature preach another gospel, he said, let him be accursed. I mean, this is a serious thing. And I don't know if you have seen or have read the severity of the issue in the book of Jude, but this is a serious thing. And yet, in the midst of apostasy, in the midst of error, in the midst of earnestly contending for the faith, Jude writes here, and of some have compassion, making a difference.
It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
Encourages us to think about the difference that we can make if we have compassion. If we have compassion. There's a contrast in the book of Jude about those who talk about God and those who actually are of the Lord. These apostates are lost. The Bible says here that they are clouds without water. They are empty. They have not the Spirit. And as we compare Scripture with Scripture, we know that if you have not the Spirit of God, then you are not a child of God. The Bible says that they are sensual. They are fleshly. They are hopeless people. And the contrast is a people that has victory, a people that has hope, a people that has a satisfaction in the love of Christ, that have, verse number 20, a most holy faith. That's the contrast that he's talking about in this passage of Scripture. And as we process all of what's happening in the book of Jude, there's an opportunity. There's an obligation for us. In spite of those who would try to attack the truth of the gospel, because we are not apostate, because we are not unregenerate, because we are not walking in error, we have this opportunity, this obligation to have compassion on those who are. And that is really the premise of any ministry we have in our church. And that ought to be the premise of any ministry. Why do we have a radio program? Why do we invest money in a radio program? Because of compassion. And because of the need of the hour, and because of the confusion that we find our world in today. And so let's think about this scripture together for just a moment, and let's think about making a difference in your own personal life. Let's think about making a difference. People say, well, Pastor Burns, there are so many opportunities. There's such a vast need. How can we possibly make a difference? I heard the story of a young boy that was walking down the beach, and there were starfish that were washed up on shore. And he saw all of these starfish, and he began one by one to grab these starfish and to throw them back into the ocean. And the man was jogging down the beach, and he saw this young boy, and he was kind of compelled as he grabbed one starfish at a time and threw it into the ocean. And there were just millions of starfish over the sand. And this runner looked at the young boy and said, "What are you possibly doing?" He says, "You are never going to make a difference." And the young boy looked down, he looked at the starfish, he picked it up, he says, "I made a difference for him." He grabbed another one, says, "I made a difference for him. I made a difference for him." Here's the reality. We can make a difference today. We can make a difference. Of some have compassion, making a difference. Let's think about this text for just a moment. Number one, if you're in the habit of taking notes, would you write down that there is an interpretation in this passage of Scripture. There is an interpretation. You see, Jude is saying in the light of what we've just read, because we have responded, because we have put our trust and our faith in the Lord Jesus, that we've accepted the wonderful grace of God. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, if there hasn't been a time in your life where you've put your faith and trust in the Lord, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And the reality is that you can be saved today. And I believe that God brought you here this morning to get saved, because we serve a loving God, a compassionate God, who died on the cross so that you can have eternal life. And you have opportunity this morning to put your trust and faith in Jesus. And you can be saved today. There's opportunity for you to call upon the name of the Lord. But because we have mercy and we've received mercy, the Bible says that we are obligated to have compassion on them that do not know the Lord. And here in this passage of Scripture, in this interpretation, I think we have really three categories of individuals that are in our world today. There are three categories of types of people that are in our world today that Timeless Truth Radio Ministry tries to broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 to try to reach out to these people. Number one, I believe that there are people in our world that are unstable. They are unstable. I mean, there are people that are doubting their salvation. There are people wrestling with that fact. If they were to die today, would God truly keep his promise? There are people that are wavering in their faith. Am I a Christian or am I not a Christian? Will I go to heaven or will I not go to heaven? And I'm convinced that maybe there are people here even this morning that are going through that very same struggle, and you are wavering in your faith. The reality is there are people that struggle with their assurance of salvation. And how do we battle that? Well, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The only way you're going to battle doubts is by faith in God, and we grow our faith through the word of God. And yet there are people in our world today that are spiritually unstable, and there are false teachers in our world today that take that opportunity, and they take unstable people and they do all that they can to manipulate those individuals. In fact, in 2 Peter chapter 2, in verse number 14, it really describes false teachers. And it says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "Having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling, deceiving, unstable souls." There are people in our world today that will manipulate and take advantage of unstable people. And yet as Christians, the Bible says that we are to have compassion and we are to help them to find confidence in thus saith the Lord. We are to direct them, not to a church creed, not to a church denomination, but to the word of God, where they can find the very truth, and to help them to become stable in their life. And so the Bible teaches us that we are to have compassion. We are to help them to grow roots in their life and to become stable into their life. Not only are we to help those who are unstable, but I believe we are to help those who are unaware. Look what the Bible says, if we could, in verse 23 of the book of Jude. The Bible says, and others saved with fire, pulling them out of the fire. The Bible says, saved with fear, excuse me, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now, what does the Bible say? The Bible says that there are those people who are on the very brink of eternal judgment, and they are unaware. They don't even know it. And they're living their life for themselves. They're living their life for their flesh. And they're following maybe a creed or a religious rite. And they're following all these things. And the reality is they don't even know that they are on the brink of destruction. They are unaware. How many people in churches today over this vast country will sit in the church and they'll go through some religious practice, but they are unaware that they are on their way to hell? Unaware. And this is what the Bible says. We are to have compassion. Jesus said, there's no other way to salvation. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. He didn't say, I am a way. I am a life. No, he says, I am the life. I am the way. There is no other way to go to heaven but through Jesus Christ. And there are people today who are religious and they're wonderful people, but they are unaware. They are on their way to hell. And the Bible says we're to have compassion. We're to have compassion. I want you to take your Bible and turn with me to the book of Zechariah chapter 3. The book of Zechariah in your Bible. Zechariah, the third chapter in verse number 2. And notice what the scripture says here in verse 2. The book of Zechariah, the third chapter. The Bible says, and the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand? That's a word there that represents a stick or a torch. Is not Israel, is not Jerusalem a brand plucked out of the fire? Notice that expression, a brand plucked out of the fire. I this week read the story of John Wesley. In the story, it said John Wesley never forgot a terrible night of his childhood. He was only 6 years old at the time. He had awakened in his family's old homestead to find it ablaze from top to bottom. Everyone else had been dragged from the building, but from some extraordinary oversight, he had been forgotten. At the very last moment, just before the roof crashed down upon him, a neighbor climbed on someone else's shoulders and they pulled that terrible child from a window. Later on in John Wesley's life, someone illustrated that event by drawing him a picture, and he kept that picture until the day of his death. Underneath that picture, he wrote the third chapter of Zechariah, "Is not this a brand plucked from the burning?" The Bible illustrates here the children of Israel brought back from Babylonian captivity, and by bringing them back, they were resettled in their land. God saw them as a brand on the verge of being consumed, and yet God reached down and plucked them from the fire. And this is the illustration that the Bible is teaching us, that there are those who are in our world today, and they are, Ephesians chapter 2, they are in the course of this world led by the devil himself, and they are living their life, and everything around them seems to be wonderful, and yet they are unaware that they are on the broad road, and they are heading to hell, and religion can't save them, and good works can't save them. The only salvation for their soul is Jesus Christ. And so we are to have compassion, and we are to reach down and pull them out of the fire. I want you to turn with me, if we could, to the book of Amos chapter 4 in our Bibles together, the book of Amos in the fourth chapter. In Amos, God was reproving his people for not heeding, not listening. They were a brand also plucked out of the fire, and they did not appreciate what God was doing for them in their life, and God had mercy on them, and God had grace on them, and yet they were unaware of God's working. And in Amos chapter 4, verse 11, the Bible says, I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. An opportunity there, and we think of the compassion of the Lord Jesus in his earthly ministry. The Bible says that Jesus had compassion on the multitude because they were leading their life without a shepherd. They were unaware of eternal destruction. And so the Bible teaches us that we are to have compassion, and we are to pull them from the fire. We are to have compassion and help them to see that destruction is imminent. And so we are to have compassion on those who are unaware. We are to have compassion on those who are unstable. But think about this, we're to have compassion on those who are unresponsive. You know, I wish every person that I gave the gospel, I wish every person that I gave a gospel tract to would get saved. But that's not the case. The Bible teaches us that narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Few there be that find it. And yet the Bible says we're to have compassion. Those in our life that we talk to about the Lord, their attitude is really just to fight and to argue or to fuss. And maybe you are witness of that. And there are people you've prayed for and people you've talked about and talked to about the Lord.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.